Well, a disturbing story now from Venezuela. People in this oil-rich country are being forced to change their diets because of food shortages. And as meat, milk, and pasta run out, many Venezuelans are filling up on yuca, the cheap, starchy root. But with demand soaring, some Venezuelans are mistakenly eating a toxic variety of the root vegetable, with sometimes fatal consequences. Reporter John Otis has more.
At a Caracas cemetery, Tulio Linares does some last-minute landscaping at the grave of a relative who's just been buried. In recent days, he's come to this cemetery four times to bury his 19-year-old son, his sister-in-law, and two brothers-in-law. After eating what's known here as bitter yuca, all four suffered stomach cramps and severe vomiting and died last month. One died on Saturday, another died on Sunday, Linares says. First one was buried, then the next. Over the past 6 months, 28 Venezuelans have died after unwittingly eating the poisonous plant. The death toll is another grim marker of Venezuela's economic crisis. Due to low oil prices, the government has less cash to import food. Meanwhile, experts say state takeovers of farms and factories have driven down domestic food production. The resulting shortages are damaging Venezuelans' health, according to a new survey by the country's three top universities. It found that 75% of the population has lost an average of 19 pounds. Cuando tú consumes la yuca amarga, Maritza Landaeta, a doctor who worked on the survey, says people weak from hunger are even more susceptible to cyanide poisoning from bitter yuca. Bitter yuca looks almost identical to its more common cousin, sweet yuca, which is usually boiled or fried like potatoes. But there's a key difference. Bitter yuca contains high levels of cyanide. It's used in some foods, but only after being processed. I visit a rustic outdoor kitchen just east of Caracas that churns out cassava bread. It's made with bitter yuca. But first, workers take out the bad stuff. After soaking pieces of bitter yuca in water, workers put them in a homemade press and extract a milky white liquid containing cyanide. The now toxin-free yuca is ground into flour and cooked into crispy rounds of cassava bread. Rosalia Franco, who runs the cassava kitchen, has been growing bitter yuca for decades. She says cases of poisoning used to occur once every 20 years. The problem now, Franco says, is that desperate people have started robbing yucca fields, but they often don't know whether they've dug up sweet or bitter yucca and end up eating the toxic roots or selling them at outdoor markets. TV news programs now offer consumer tips on how to tell the difference between bitter and sweet yucca. Bitter yucca, for example, has slightly thicker skin. But that information apparently didn't reach Tulio Linares' family, whose 22 members live together in a Caracas slum. Catherine Linares, Tulio's daughter, thinks her uncle Jose inadvertently purchased bitter yucca on the street, then cooked it for the rest of the household. Jose was the first of the four Linares family members to fall ill and die. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Caracas, Venezuela.